play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
National anthem from Galesburg High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Illini West Chargers ready to open the season tonight for 2012-2013. Let's send things to PA announcer Bill Allison.
A 5'6 junior number one, Gracie Bastert. A 5'8 sophomore number two, Aubrey Carlisle. A 5'10 senior number four, Holly McDowell. A 5'6 sophomore number 10, Michaela Gronewald. And a 5'8 junior number 22, Elise Trout. Illini West coached by Mr. Grant Supernod. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8 sophomore number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'5 senior number 32, Sharon Diggins. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison.
All right, there you have the starting lineups for tonight's contest. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Illini West Chargers. The Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. The Chargers in their road blue, trimmed in orange and white. As we get ready to start the 2012-2013 season, I'm guessing it's not going to be quite as exciting as the end of the opener last season was.
No, not at all.
We hope not anyway.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is Lauren Gronewald is gone. She was the leading scorer for this team against the Streaks last year in the last couple of years. 21 points for her last year.
Tip up. Casey Williams in the center circle wins the tip, but it's taken by the Illini West Chargers in the Streaks. Pressure right away. Top of the key. This is Elise Trout. Down underneath, the shot partially blocked by Casey Williams. The rebound comes down to Aubrey Carlisle, who got the shot blocked initially. The ball goes to the floor. Chloe Anderson and Carlisle fighting after it, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We see right away that intense pressure of the Streaks, even in the half court that time.
Yeah, they got to be careful not to over-pursue, though, Tom. They were a little too far out. They had three girls on the point guard at one point.
Now Sharon Diggins drives down the right side of the lane, and she gets pushed by Elise Trout, the first foul of the basketball game.
Well, right now the Streaks going being very aggressive. Sharon took that ball and took a very assertive dribble right to the rim.
In it comes to Sharon Diggins, right wing, right baseline. Jessica Lieber fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Kick out to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Long three-pointer is away. That's no good, but she's fouled. And the foul's going to go against, let's see, it was Michaela Groenwald. And that's going to be three free throws for Jessica Lieber as Groenwald came down and slapped her across the arm as she released the shot.
Did they call that on the shot or on the after the shot? We'll see if they give her three or not.
I believe there's the first one.
It just I couldn't tell if it was on the shot or on the box out. Nope, they're giving her three free throws. So
the Streaks lead 1-0, 7:29 to play here in the first quarter. Make it 2-0. Jessica Lieber has hit her first two. Surprisingly, Illini West coming out in a man-to-man defense against a team that is more than likely way quicker than them offensively.
Well, that's also the new head coach not having seen this defense and offense before.
Full court pressure knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Getting it back is Carlisle. Now across midcourt, Bastert loses it, gets it back. Now gets it out high to Carlisle between the circles. Out high right side, back to Bastert. Lost the handle, got it back. Now on the dribble, gives back to Carlisle between the circles. Nearly stolen away. Carlisle gets in the paint, tries to get a nice dish underneath to McDowell, but nice recovery by Sharon Diggins running down the left side of the lane to knock that ball away.
Very nice recovery right there by Sharon. She tipped that ball away up at the top of the key. It got beat. Ball got by her, but she was able to recover, get down the lane, and knock it away.
Four new streaks in. Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. Inbound comes to Carlisle out high right side. Drives down the right side of the lane. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it up. Scoops it off the glass and got it.
Well, right there, that was Danny Teal not seeing the ball. She got the ball passed from the inbounds pass right over her head. And if she would have been turned the other way, she would have gotten an easy steal.
Allison Mangieri in there with Jessica Lieber. Also, we've got Danny Teal, as you mentioned. As Jessica Lieber gets knocked to the floor. Pass goes errant. It's picked up by Carlisle. Runs down the right side. Lexi Daniels there defending. Got a piece of her. They're going to say got a piece of the ball, got a piece of the hand as well. So the first varsity action for Lexi Daniels, a 5'5 freshman. Also, Allison Mangieri in there, a 5'5 senior for the Streaks.
Well, right there, the girls have got to do a better job of getting back down the floor after the turnover. But what really created that in advantageous play right there for Carlisle was the fact she got away with a travel. She got the ball, did a second jump stop, and was able to get some space, which allowed her to get the ball up and also absorb the contact.
So that's still illegal, you're saying? As Carlisle hits one of two free throws, she's got all three of Illini West points. Streaks and Illini West tied at three apiece. Left wing Daniels out to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Daniels fires a three. That's off the back iron. No. Bounces around. Rebound comes down to Clay. Sabrina Clay, 5'9 sophomore, and kicks it out to Jessica Lieber for a three, top of the key. And she puts it in. Her first field goal of the season. Make it 6-3 Streaks. And now we've got a call as somebody's hairpiece came out, or what they had their hair tied back when they came out. So stop the clock as five new Streaks will come in. Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, and the other freshman, Sammy Thompson, 5'7 and a freshman for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, for those keeping track, not only was that Jess Lieber's first field goal of the season, it was the Streaks' first three of the season.
So 6-3. By the way, the Ridiculous shirt's on sale, and Sharon Diggins knocks it away and steps on the inline, so the ball is going to go back to Illini West, but Coach Massey selling the Ridiculous shirts again. This year, they only have to make 10.
Oh,
there were so many close calls last year that he decided, well, we'll lower it a little bit, so there's going to be a lot of triple cheeseburgers eaten this year. Hopefully by me. Ball blocked away by Sharon Diggins. Rainey Sibley comes up with it. Rainey runs the left side, stops on the wing, kicks to Casey Williams between the circles, dribbles right, gives to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Back to Casey Williams, right wing, kicks out to Sharon. Now she picks up as if after gets knocked away looking for some help and gets to Rainey Sibley out high on the right side. Nice tough defense man-to-man by Illini West so far. Casey Williams out high left side to Chloe Anderson, top of the key, lost a handle, got it back, now kicks it to Thompson. Now it's Diggins. Dribbles right. Has it knocked away, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Yeah, it was knocked away. I think it was Carlisle got a hand on it last.
Good attempt by Coach Supernot, though, to get that back to his team because he tried to make the call, but it was clearly knocked away by the Chargers.
5:42 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-3. Back in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Danny Teal, and also Sabrina Clay in for the Streaks. This is Jessica Lieber. Dribbles left. Hands off to Allison Mangieri on the wing. On the dribble. Back to Jessica Lieber. Drives left baseline. Gets pushed. And a blocking call is going to go against Gracie Bastert. That'll be her first foul. Second team foul on Illini West, 5:33 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, right there, I think that's got to be where Jessica Lieber has to be aggressive and take that three. She thought that there was going to be an over-pursue by Bastard, but she was a little late getting there, so she was going to concede the three in order to try to get a box out.
Lieber on the dribble out near the center circle, gives to Clay. Clay swings it right side to Danny Teal. Now to Clay on the give-and-go pass from Jessica Lieber. Clay up and good, her first varsity basket. Sabrina Clay on the nice give-and-go. It was Clay to Teal to Lieber to Clay running down the right side, laid it up and in, make it 8-3 streaks, and a timeout called by Grant Supernant. And this will be a 30-second timeout. 5:16 to play first quarter, streaks lead 8-3.
Well, so what we've seen so far is the energy that we've grown accustomed to. The streaks, obviously, are going to have a little rust here in game one. You get used to playing against each other. Now they're getting this new opponent. They've got to run against an offense that they haven't seen in a while and also play some defense. What I think we've seen to the negative is we've seen over-pursuit by the streaks on the defensive end and a little bit of jitters on the offensive end. There's been some mishandling of basketball. The good, though, we've seen great energy, great efforts, and the girls are running the offense pretty cleanly other than just some fumbling of the basketball. We've seen some good cuts, some good screens being set up and taken, and that was a travel, and that's an out-bounce.
Yeah, on the inbound, looked like Carlisle traveled after she got it, but coming up with it was Elise Trout, but she stepped on the sideline anyway, so the streaks will have it back on the near side of the floor. Allison Mangieri will inbound. 5:13 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 8-3. Back into the lineup for Illini West is Michaela Gronewald. She replaces Aubrey Carlisle.
The Chargers still trying to play this half-court man-to-man. They're not even sinking it down below the three-point arc.
Jessica Lieber on the inbound, and her pass is stolen away by Trout. Trout runs it down the left side, lays it up off the glass, and got it.
Well, that's a mistake that Jessica can't make against the better team. She threw that right to Trout. She's got to be aware of where she is. She picked up her dribble a little too early. She's got to be a little bit more aggressive. Face up, find a better option.
Jessica Lieber, top of the key with it, picks up, gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing, looks over the defense, back to Jessica Lieber, out high left side, and she'll bring it out and reset. Near the center circle, right wing to Danny Teal, back to Clay, now it's Lieber out between the circles. Looks right, gives to Lexi Daniels, he'll fire the three, right wing, off the rim, no, tip back in by Danny Teal. They're going to say she stepped on the inline as she tried to save it in bounds, and five new streaks will come in. Michaela Isley in for the first time tonight, along with Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, and Sammy Thompson.
Lexi Daniels, a little bit of happy feet right there. She didn't get her feet set before she shot that, which led to her putting a little too much on it. She's got to understand that she can't get outside of herself, and don't force a three just because you're open.
Nice job by the Chargers breaking the full court pressure, but the pressure on the half court as well. Down on the left block, it should be a 3 seconds, no call, but finally a steal by Sharon Diggins as it was Jessica Fox just kind of standing in the lane, no call, but Diggins comes up with a steal. This is Sammy Thompson with it out between the circles, picks up, looks for help, gives to Casey Williams out high left side. Now between the circles on the dribble, back to Thompson. And now a pass stolen away. And, reach foul goes against Casey Williams.
Well, Casey's frustrated right now, and I think she's frustrated with Sammy Thompson. I don't think that they ran the play. Casey thought a different play was being run, and so when she gave the ball up to Thompson, she was expecting movement to go the other way. Thompson tried to just lackadaisically return the ball to her, and Casey let her know you can't do that.
Yeah, didn't have any spacing that time. Shot was no good, but the rebound comes down to Fox. Now inside, this is Fox, gets it back, puts it up off the glass, and got it on the left side. Jessica Fox with her first basket, and it's 8-7 streaks. Quickly back the other way, Sharon Diggins has a shot blocked, but saves the rebound inbounds. Casey Williams, three-pointer out high left side, is good. First basket of the season for Casey Williams, and it is a three. And now a steal by Sharon Diggins, drives the right side, lay it up too hard. Rebound comes down to Bastard for Illini West, 11-7 streaks, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Sharon will get that as the season progresses. You could tell she got a little too amped up when she was taking that into the lane.
Nice defensive play by Casey Williams as Bastard drove in, tried to get the layup, kind of bring it from up on her hip, and Casey put her hand right on top of the ball, got the jump ball called, possession arrow points toward the streaks, as Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri come in. Also checking in for the first time tonight, Katie Lingefelter, a 5'5 junior.
Chargers thought that ball was going back to the streak.
Well, that's
right
what
there.
I thought, too, because the streak stepped that way, and the Chargers were coming this way, but it goes to Illini West on the alternate possession. Inbound tipped away by Jessica Lieber. Daniels comes up with it. Back to Lieber. Dribbles down the right side. Scoops it up off the glass. No good. But gets fouled from behind, and the foul is going to go against Michaela Gronewald. That'll be her first and the third team foul now.
I think that's her second.
Or second, that's right. Then that'll be the fourth team foul now on Illini West with 3:18 to play in the first quarter. 11-7 streaks lead. Been kind of a long quarter here.
Yeah, well, and the streaks haven't played. You know, they started out pretty good. They got things moving, but unfortunately they've kind of hit a lull there for a little bit. Let's see if this is what the streaks need to jump back into it. Jessica hits her fourth free throw already of the game. Misses the fifth, so she starts off 4-5.
Broadcaster's jinx.
Yeah.
Started off better than she did last year from the line. That's good.
That's true.
I don't know, for some reason, as good a shooter as she struggled from the line, especially early last year. Three-pointer from straight on, no good by Bastert. Rebound comes down to Carlisle. Carlisle leans in, can't get the shot off. Rebound is, they're going to say it went off of Lingenfelter last. Nice job by Katie Lingenfelter in there defensively. Kept the arm straight up, kind of bodied up on her to make the shot tough without fouling her.
Carlisle, tough start to this game. She's only 1 of 4, but she has 3 offensive rebounds, so she's mixing it up in there for as small as she is.
Top of the key, Carlisle goes to Bastard, left wing, a 19-foot, 8-inch shot, and it's up and in.
I think it went 19 feet, 8 in the air.
That, I believe so, and it's up and good. And that was that Bastard
made
that one? Her first basket.
And Lingenfelter, the offensive board off the Mangieri miss to put it in for two.
So Katie Lingenfelter, her first varsity basket, make it 14-9 streaks, 2:35 to play first quarter. Nice pass to the right side to Fox, drives down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass and got it. Second basket for Jessica Fox, make it 14-9. Jessica Lieber the other way at the free throw line. Ball knocked away. Jessica gets it back. Now it goes to the floor. Picked up by Carlisle. This is Bastard all by herself. Runs down the right side, up off the glass, and got it.
Jessica, when she's struggled here a couple times with the basketball, she's been a little slow recovering. I don't know if she's relying too much on her teammates or she just thinks that she's in a bad position to go get the basketball, but she's got to be a little quicker getting on top of that.
Lexi Daniels, three-pointer from the right baseline, is off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Abby Douglas, and now this is Carlisle. Gets it to Bastard out high on the right side. Working against the double team. Now a travel as it was Carlisle receiving the pass from Bastard and just took an extra step there. And the Streaks get it back on the turnover, leading by 1-14-13, 1:48 to play in the first. Back in for the Streaks, Sammy Thompson, along with Sabrina Clay, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, and Sharon Diggins. Left wing, this is Clay, left baseline, Diggins. Out on the left wing, Thompson with it. Top of the key, Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three from straight on. It's good.
Now, that's what Danny Teal has to watch. Right there, Sharon, a great job of getting her feet set. It was able to square up and knock that three in. And now the Streaks are going to get the benefit of a poor call by the official. Is right there, Rainey Sibley knocked that one out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Streaks. And I don't think the Streaks know that they got the ball back.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any blue jerseys anywhere around there except somebody going to inbound. Yeah, Rainey Sibley to inbound from in front of the Illini West bench. The ball got kicked away. She'll do it again from just in front of their coaching staff.
7 turnovers for the Chargers now.
Now Sharon Diggins will inbound. 1:32 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 17-13. Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. Gives to Sammy Thompson out between the circles. She'll dribble right. Right baseline. It goes to Sharon Diggins. Fakes. Drives baseline. Leans in. Oh, nice pass to Rainey Sibley. Pulls out for the three. Now passes off to Danny Teal. Drives down the right side. Up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Sharon Diggins. Turns up off the glass and got it.
Well, you said nice pass by Sharon. I would argue with you. I think that she passed up an easy layup.
I would agree with you.
And the Streaks are
okay,
going to
it was a good pass. Probably not a smart pass.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Because it did look like she had an easy two coming.
Well, Sharon's going to need to be a little bit more aggressive because the girl that's guarding her right now is Jessica Fox. She can blow by Jessica Fox every time she touches the basketball.
19-13 Streaks. Jessica Lieber back in. Now Sharon Diggins right baseline. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound off the hand of Rainey Sibley. It's going to go back the other way with just under a minute to play. 58.7 to be exact. 19-13 Streaks. Chloe Anderson in, replacing Danny Teal. The Streaks will pick up with the full court pressure. Also, Casey Williams in, and she replaces Sabrina Clay. In for Illini West is Abby Douglas, a 5'10 senior, as she replaces Fox. Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Bastard, working against Sharon Diggins. Gets it across midcourt left side, and now passes errant. It's off the hands of McDowell, and Casey Williams comes up with it and gets fouled from behind. I believe the foul is going to go against Douglas. Does go against Abby Douglas, and that's now the 15th foul on Illini West with 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. McDowell with the foul. That is her first. Holly McDowell actually got it. I thought it was going to go against Douglas. Casey Williams down the right side of the lane. Scooped it up off the glass and good. Nice move by Casey. splitting the defenders and gets it up and in. That's her second basket. She's got 5, 21-13 streaks.
Interesting about that play. Casey Williams started that play at the top of the key.
Yeah.
And so that's going to tell you something right there. She's going to be playing a lot more forward, 2-3, shooting guard shooting forward if she's going to start out there. They don't even have her starting inside. And that was a travel and a turnover on the Chargers.
And one of those moves not unlike what we saw from Sadie Hamilton the last couple of seasons going from the top of the key.
Right.
Jessica Lieber to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Fires a three from straight on. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long, and Chloe Anderson not able to run it down, although Coach Supernot was standing there and grabbed the ball as Chloe was diving after it.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like I don't know
that she could have gotten it. However, she was close.
Yeah, and it hadn't touched out of bounds yet either.
No.
So I know he was probably under the thought that he's saving her from going into the chair. But
which she did anyway. Three-pointer, no good, right wing. Rebound off the hands of Clay, but it was actually knocked out of bounds by Bastard. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Sabrina Clay in for the streak. 6 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber across midcourt. 4 seconds. Stops, top of the key. Fires a long three from straight on. In and out, no good. Rebound, Clay, up off the glass of the buzzer, no good. And we have played one quarter of basketball. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 21-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You serve this great country, and your time is appreciated. So to honor all area veterans and to simply say thank you, Dr. Peter Hosslein and the Hearing Clinic at 360 East Losey Street in Galesburg is offering a free hearing aid check and cleaning, along with a free package of batteries to all veterans, all this week through Friday. You're welcome to come in anytime between 8 a.m. to noon or 1 to 5, and you don't need an appointment. For more information, please contact the Hearing Clinic. Call 343-4448.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streets for the basketball to start the second quarter, and it's stolen away by Carlisle. Runs it down the right side, bothered by Rainey Sibley on the shot. Rebound is going to go off of Bastard last, and the Streets will bring it the length of the court. Tom Meredith there, Gibson, glad to have you along tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, also WGIL.com, and TuneIn Radio. You can find us under WGIL there if you want to listen online. This is Jessica Lieber out between the circles on the floor with Sharon Diggins, who fires a three from the right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound bounces around, goes to the floor, finally run down out on the left side by Douglas. Long down court pass to Bastard, bounces it right away. A nice look to Shelby White. She can't hit. Gets it back, can't hit again, and comes down this time. Chloe Anderson rips the rebound away and gives to Jessica Lieber. Streaks on the run. Jessica Lieber drives into the paint, splits the defenders, gets tripped up by Bastard. And that is going to be the 16 foul now on Illini West.
Well, Tom, going back to that last play by Sharon Diggins, I appreciate her taking the open three, but she has such a mismatch right now. If she takes these girls off the dribble, she's done a great job twice cutting to the lane and just beating everyone. One time she took the shot and made it. The other time she passed up the shot and threw it to Rainey. She's got to just do a better job of just knowing where her strength is right now, and it's taking it to the rim.
Jessica Lieber with the ball out between the circles. In there with Sabrina Clay. Lexi Daniels. Lieber drives down the right side. Knocked away from behind. It's going to go, they're going to say it went off of Jessica Lassie. Got knocked away. They're going to say it went off her foot, I guess.
I think it did because Bastard got her hand in there. What happened there is Jessica tried to keep that ball kind of on her hip. And Bastard was with quick hands was able to knock it off. And it went off the leg, Jessica's leg, and went out of bounds.
McDowell down the left side. Lays it off to the sophomore White. She puts it up and in. And she's fouled. Who the foul goes against.
I think it's against Jess Lieber.
I think that's who was down there. Yep, it does go. That's the first foul on Jessica Lieber. Third team foul on the streak. So the big sophomore, Shelby White, 5'10", just a sophomore, gets her first basket and goes to the free throw line with one shot. 6:53 to play first half. Streaks lead 21-16 now as the free throw is up and good. Also, Allison Mangieri on the floor. Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Clay for the streaks, and now Jessica Lieber called for the travel. I didn't see what happened. I know she had received a pass.
Well, she got it caught on her hip when she was trying to make her move, but I guess the troubling thing right now, I don't know if Jessica Lieber just trying a little too hard. I think that's her fourth turnover already.
Now White, 10-footer from the left baseline is up and good. Nice-looking play from the sophomore. She's got five and make it 21-18, and the streaks turn it over again, pass overthrown, and five new streaks are going to come in. Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, and Sammy Thompson. 6:34 to play first half. Streaks lead 21-18. They'll pick up with full court pressure.
It looks like Coach Massey talking to Jessica Lieber a little bit on the bench. I think he's just saying, hey, just slow it down. You know, you're a good player. You just got to go out there and play your game.
Pass nearly knocked away, or ball nearly knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Now ball goes underneath. Does get knocked away. Chloe comes up with it. I think Casey Williams had gotten a hand on it, so another Illini West turnover. Left wing, this is Rainey Sibley. She'll fire the three. Off the back iron, no. And a rebound comes down. We're going to have an over-the-back foul on Sammy Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Chloe Anderson going after it with Bastard, but Thompson came over the back from the right side, and she's going to pick up her first foul. And that'll be the fourth team foul now on the streaks with 6:12 to play in the half.
Well, you can't be too upset at the freshman. That was just a hustle foul. She was trying to get in there. She wasn't going to get position on that one anyway.
And comes back, nearly comes up with a steal. Now Casey Williams tries to save it in bounds on the baseline, and it gets knocked away, and Illini West will have it on the right baseline.
Well, right there, Sammy Thompson said trying to catch the ball. She tried to dribble the ball, and it got away from her, and that's why the ball ended up going towards the baseline, and unfortunately, Streak's not able to pick it up.
Mastered the pass into the paint, off high off the rim. It goes for Holly McDowell, puts a shot up and in. That's her first basket, and make it 21-20 Streak. Now the other way, Sharon Diggins' layup is no good, may have been partially blocked, and Bastard has it. Gets it off to Trout. Trout, left baseline to White in the paint. It goes to Grunewald, and now she tried to get it underneath to McDowell, and McDowell couldn't hold on. Streaks will bring it back the other way as we've got five new players in. Another line change. Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. 5:49 to play. Galesburg got by 1-21-20.
Well, the Streaks have pushed this to a 21-13 lead, but a 7-0 run right now to start the second quarter for the Chargers has cut it back to a one-point game.
Give and go. Nice play. It was Danny Teal to Jessica Lieber, and Sabrina Clay running down the right side of the lane, wide open, got a nice pick, laid it up and in. She got her second basket, make it 23-20. Quickly back the other way. White, nice look underneath, and ooh, a foul's going to be called on Sabrina Clay. Thought she got there in time to block the shot, but what she did, she came in with her arm straight up initially on McDowell, but then brought the arms down.
Yep.
Yeah, because she didn't go up in the air. She just stepped up into her, but then, yeah, brought both arms down and may have gotten all ball, but when you bring the arms down, you're going to get that call, and she'll learn that one as she goes along.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is, I guarantee you, she put both hands in the air. She wouldn't even have had to jump. She would have blocked that shot by Holly McDowell. Holly McDowell shoots a very flat-footed shot, so she doesn't get a lot of height on the ball initially.
Makes both free throws, and it's 23-22 Streaks. That was the first foul on Sabrina Clay. This is Sabrina with the ball between the circles. Left wing to Lexi Daniels. Now out to Jessica Lieber on high left side. Top of the key. Daniels turns, sets, fires a three, bounces off, no. Rebound off the hands of Danny Teal and brought down by Carlisle for Illini West. Carlisle on the run. This team really likes to get up and down the court, which Coach Supernot had indicated in the pregame that that's his style. They really like to move with it, and they've done that so far, keeping pace with the Streaks. Nice tip pass to White from Trout, and White, the sophomore, lays it up and in. She's got 7 points all here in the second quarter, and Illini West takes a 24-23 lead with 4:50 to play. Allison Mangieri drives left side. Left-handed layup comes up a little bit short. Rebound to White. Nice move by Allison Mangieri, a little bit short on the layup.
Yeah, and unfortunately for the Streaks, this is the first lead that Illini West has had all game.
Now we're going to have a foul against Allison Mangieri. That was one of those, I think, equal opportunity there. She and I think it was Carlisle going after the basketball. I think they kind of hit equally, but the foul goes against Allison reaching in. That is her first and the 16th foul on the Streaks. 4:39 to play as Rainey Sibley, Michaela Isley, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, and Casey Williams check back in for Galesburg. In the backcourt, Grunewald with it, trapped up, looking for help, gets to White, the ball goes to the floor, and it's stolen away by Thompson. Thompson to Rainey Sibley, left wing, fires a three, no good, didn't really get her feet set. In fact, traveled, did get called for it as she was trying to get set, and the rebound comes down to Trout. Now this is Grunewald, across midcourt, it goes to White for Illini West. Now on the dribble, this is Trout with it, out high right side, and Trout travels. She stopped before she passed the ball, but took an extra step there, and the Streaks get it back on another Illini West turnover with 4:14 to play in the half. Galesburg trailing 24-23.
14 turnovers now for this Illini West ball club. Well, Sammy Thompson going to be bringing the ball up here for the Streaks. As you have Rainey Sibley on the floor, Sharon Diggins, and they're going to try to run the offense off the freshman.
Casey Williams out high left side, dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, splits the defender, scoops it up off the glass too hard. Michaela Isley with the rebound, kicks it back out to Sammy Thompson out high on the left side. Runs it down between the circles, hands off to Casey Williams. She'll fire the three out high left side. It goes off the glass. Ooh. And good. Hey, you take them however you can get them. That's her second three of the ball game. She's got eight and make it 26-24. Streak. Sharon Diggins with the steal. Three-pointer left wing. Sharon off the rim short. Rebound tipped around and nearly run down by Rainey Sibley, but dribbles it on the end line and is going to go back to Illini West as Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Katie Lingenfelter check back in for the Streaks. 3:44 to play first half. Galesburg leading 26-24.
Well, again, right there, Sharon settled for the open three. I still want to see her kick it to the rim. I think she has a definite advantage taking it past whoever's guarding her on this Charger ball club. I think she's just too quick.
Chloe Anderson kicks away the initial inbound pass. Illini West will try it again. In it comes. This is Foxworth. It gets it across to White. Nice pass down the left side. 10-footer up and short by McDowell, or rather Douglas, and now she gets a rebound back again. Now stolen away, and she's going to be fouled. It's actually Lexi Daniels who runs it down. She's fouled from behind by Douglas. And let's see, that'll be the first foul on Douglas, and we're going to, I believe, walk it back this way for a chance of the one-up bonus for Lexi Daniels. And the official, Chloe Anderson stepping to the line. Well, looked to me like it was Lexi Daniels that had the ball. He had gotten fouled, but Chloe steps to the line. They're all kind of looking around at each other. Yeah, now the official's stepping up. It's like, wait a minute, this isn't right. Are you sure she's the one that got fouled? Yeah, the official's pointing at Lexi Daniels. And I'm not sure which one was on top of the play and made the call. Yep, now they're going to switch it. Well, they tried. I'm sure not that Lexi can't shoot, but yeah, Chloe wanted a shot at it. So the freshman Lexi Daniels will go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus for the Streaks. And it's in and out, and the rebound comes down to Abby Douglas. Off it goes to Bastard. Bastard on the dribble. Left baseline goes to Gronewald. Stops with a 10-footer, puts it up and got it. First basket for Michaela Gronewald. Make it 26 apiece. 3:20 to play here in the first half. Allison Mangieri, top of the key for the Streaks. Dribbles right between the circles. Gets to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Now right wing, it goes to Lexi Daniels. Fires a three and got it. Couldn't hit the free throw, but got the three to fall. Lexi Daniels with her first varsity points. Make it 29-26. And now timeout called by Grant Supernant. And let's see, is this going to be a full this time around, or is he going with a 30 again? This is going to be another 30-second timeout. 3:02 to play here in the first half, and the Streaks lead 29-26. Well, this Illini West team came to battle. I mean, Coach Supernight got in there late, wasn't hired till about the last week of July. Didn't have a lot of time to work with these girls as far as the summer, but he has his style, and it looks like they like it. I mean, they're getting up and down the court as much as the Streaks are.
Well, the good thing, I guess, for this Charger ball club is this is essentially the same style they've played the last few years. They, you know, you're not going from a team like Allman who's very disciplined, run your offense, kind of pack it in on defense. This is a team that for the last few years, they love the high-paced game. They just play it differently than the Streaks in that they will settle into a half-court offense, but they're trying to get the ball to the rim.
Now steal in the backcourt by Sammy Thompson as an errant pass causes another turnover by Illini West. Now Sabrina Clay loses the handle. A nice hustle by Sabrina diving after it and getting tied up along with Bastert. And the possession arrow unfortunately pointing toward Illini West as the Streaks have Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sammy Thompson, and Sabrina Clay in there. 29-26, the Galesburg lead, 2:51 to play, and that's a travel, not called, or a carry, one or the other, or both. And now driving down the left side, a right-handed layup up and good by Michaela Gronewald. Her second basket, both here in the second quarter, and it's now 29-28 Streaks. And the blocking foul is going to be called on the right baseline as it was Carlisle trying to cut off Sharon Diggins. And Sharon's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, Sharon's first trip to the line this season. She's got 5 points in the game. She knocked down her first three of the game, and she's also got a two-point basket.
First foul on Carlisle. 18 fouls now on Illini West. 2:39 to play in the half, 29-28 Streaks. Now make it 30-29. First shot up and good. Sharon will get the bonus. 6 points for Sharon Diggins.
Go with three steals and two rebounds.
Second one up and good as well. So the Streaks with two seniors, There are three seniors, a sophomore and a freshman on the floor right now. 31-28, Galesburg. Nice pass to White. Down on the right block. Shot blocked away by Sabrina Clay. Nice job. Got herself set. Went straight up. Arm came down, but at the angle that White was going up with a shot, the arm did not come down toward the offensive player.
Well, what it did was she took it towards the baseline, which is exactly, if you're going to take a swing, you got to take it away from the offensive player.
Now she knocks the inbound pass away. White able to come down with it, but then she traveled, so the Streaks get it back on another Illini West turnover with 2.5 to play in the quarter, in the half, leading 31-28.
Make that 17 turnovers for the Chargers.
This is Sammy Thompson to Sabrina Clay. Now Danny Teal to Sammy Thompson. Give and go. Gives to Sabrina Clay. Runs down the right side. Rolls it up and in. Went off the glass. Rolled around and rimmed. And finally dropped through.
Well, if the Streaks can count on this production from Sabrina Clay, that's going to be a huge addition.
Now a pass off the hands of White. Shelby White not able to hang on. And another Illini West turnover with 2:13 to play. Streaks looking to make a run to end the first half as Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, and Lexi Daniels check in for Galesburg.
Streaks' biggest lead of the game, 8 at 21-13 to end the first quarter.
Nice pick by Casey Williams. Jessica Lieber down, drives down the right side. Can't hit the layup. Chloe Anderson with a rebound. Can't hit. And it's ripped away by Elise Trout. Might have been some contact there on both of those shots, but the officials letting them play underneath. Now pass wide open under the basket is Douglas, but she can't hit the easy shot. Rebound tipped around and over the back is going to be called against White. Nice job by Chloe Anderson getting in there. And this time Chloe will get to go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. You know, the advantage, what's nice of having six senior players come back and some juniors with a little bit of playing time. Anytime you've got these freshmen or the sophomores that hadn't gotten any playing time on the floor, you've got some very experienced players around them.
Right, and you can mix it. The good thing about this system, too, is you're switching lineups all the time. The coach can have those quick teaching moments, but so can the juniors and seniors.
Chloe misses the free throw. Rebound tipped around, finally coming down to Carlisle. Carlisle on the dribble, left side, gets left wing to Gronewald. Gronewald picks up, gives to Carlisle between the circles, right wing. This is Trout. Drives right baseline, 15-footer is an air ball. Rebound, Jessica Lieber. Streaks on the run. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, left to the center circle. Free throw line, kicks out right baseline. It goes to Daniels. Three-pointer is up, off the back iron, no. Jessica Lieber down with the rebound. Goes to the top of the key, turns, fires a three, short. Rebound, Casey Williams up off the glass. She can't hit, and the rebound comes down to McDowell for Illini West. Now this is Gronewald in the backcourt. Pressure by the Streaks. At midcourt, Carlisle gets it across to the free throw line. Pass underneath left side goes to McDowell. She can't hit. Rebound White, no good. McDowell gets it, kicks it out to Trout. 15-footer is no good. Chloe Anderson down with a rebound for the Streaks. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Galesburg on the run. Down court it goes to Daniels. Drives in right side. Shot gets blocked by Elise Trout. Trout comes up with it. Now on the dribble, this is Gronewald, and she's going to pull it back out and set up for Illini West. Now a foul is going to be called. Thought maybe she's going to travel, try to get through the trap there, but a foul is going to go against, I believe, Lexi Daniels. Looks like she's just kind of trying to fight through the double team there and lost her balance and fell, but the foul goes against Lexi Daniels. That'll be her second, and that's the 17th foul on the streak. So go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Michaela Gronewald, 49.4 to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-28. In for Galesburg, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, and Casey Williams in there with Jessica Lieber. First free throw up and good for Michaela Gronewald. Jessica Lieber still fighting. She had a shoulder injury before last season. She had some surgery, a biceps tendon in the shoulder area, and she's still struggling with that injury this year, and I know it made it very tough on her in golf, and I don't know how much easier it is, you know, getting a hand up in basketball trying to grab a rebound or whatever. Shot no good, and it's White down with a rebound. She puts it back up and in. She's got 9 in the quarter, make it 33-31. Top of the key, Casey Williams, three-pointer is short, and a rebound. It's going to fall out of bounds, and Illini West will bring it back the other way with 37.2 to play, Streaks leading 33-31.
Well, right now, I'd like to see the Streaks go to the rim a little bit more. I think they're settling for a few too many threes. With the fact that they do have, this isn't a team that has any big size inside.
This is Carlisle, across midcourt, gets to White, down on the right block. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey down with a rebound, on the dribble. 23 seconds to play, gives to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across and set the offense. Right wing, Sharon Diggins. Back to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, Casey Williams. Left wing, Rainey Sibley. Back to Casey. Top of the key. 14 seconds to play. Dribbles left. Sharon Diggins left baseline with 11. Jessica Lieber out high left side with 9. Sharon Diggins top of the key. 3 from straight on is too hard. Rebound, Danny Teal. Danny leans in left side. Up off the glass and got it.
And I think she's fouled.
Yeah, I believe so too. And time's going to run out. They're not even going to get it inbounds. So Danny Teal with her first basket. And we have played one half of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 35-31. We will come back and talk about the first half, also run down our first half stats and more. It's Galesburg 35, Illini West 31. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. Monday, November 19th, rates for auto loans start at 0.5% at 7 a.m. Or consolidate bills and pay off high-rate credit cards with a personal loan starting at 3.5% at 7 a.m. Rates go up a quarter of a percent per hour, so get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check galecu.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Losey in Galesburg.
We know you care about your favorite charity. That's why the Hometown Hundreds program was created. It's a great way to help out a service club, foundation, church, any nonprofit organization here in Knox County. Go to galesburg.info, keyword hundreds, and fill out the entry form. All entries received through Wednesday of each week will be eligible for a random drawing every Friday. F&M Bank will donate $100 to a different local nonprofit each week. So sign up weekly to win Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank. Some restrictions apply. See official rules for details.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime of the season opener of the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Illini West Chargers 35-31. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Streaks lead 35-31. The earlier game here this evening saw Dunlap ended up being a closer score than the game was. Dunlap defeated United Township 63-52, but they had about a 17 or 18 point lead in that game and were pretty dominant throughout over United Township. So Dunlap with a win in that one. Of course, we'll be back in action on Thursday night when the Streaks will take on East Peoria. Another 7 o'clock scheduled tip, so we'll take the air at 6:40 again coming up on Thursday night here on WGIL. Then Friday, the Streaks will take on Metamora. Saturday night, it'll be the Streaks taking on Springfield in the late game. And, of course, we'll have it all for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com, as well as we mentioned, TuneIn Radio. You can download that app, and you can find us streaming the game on there as well. So, again, 35-31 at the half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead over the Illini West Chargers in the game that's been pretty tight and I guess somewhat typical in some ways of an opening game, Eric, with the not just the turnovers, but some jitters, especially early on from both teams.
Well, you see a lot of girls mishandling the basketball on both sides and a lot of passes missing their mark. And, you know, the other thing that you often see is you see girls over dribbling the basketball, meaning that they're trying to dribble faster than they can move with the basketball, and we've seen that a couple times. All things that'll eventually get out of the way. I mean, you can first game, you got a lot of rust. The cheerleaders can't spell cheeseburger unless that's intentional. It says
Maybe, you know what? Maybe to make it 10 letters instead of 13. C-H-E-Z-B-U-R-G-E-R. That's got to be why.
Shaberger. So. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, but that being said, it'll be interesting to see exactly how things continue to shake out while we're going, while we go forward. I can't believe that we're sitting here at a 4-point game at the half, especially with how well the streak started out. But they keep playing the Chargers back into the game, so you can't do that.
We're at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading 35-31. We will take a timeout, come back, and take a look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every single drop is the finest liquid chocolate known to man.
The classic music, one-of-a-kind characters, and all that delicious candy. Prairie Players invites you to the Orpheum Theater this weekend to see Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Under the direction and choreography of Robert Thompson Jr. and featuring a cast of more than 40 local actors with a chorus of over 20 local children, Willy Wonka is guaranteed to be a sweet treat for audiences of all ages.
So you're Charlie Bucket. Odd coincidence you find in your ticket on the very last minute of the very last day.
Indulge in the timeless story of the world-famous Candyman and his quest to find an heir to his candy empire in this stage adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And isn't it deliciously tempting?
Prairie Players' Willy Wonka plays this Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 3. Give in to the temptation and get your tickets today at the Orpheum box office or online at theorpheum.org. Just $17 for adults, $10 for students. Proudly sponsored by Innkeeper's Coffee.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 29. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 52. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 32. And Friday, sunny with a high of 52. Friday night, clear with an overnight low of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Peel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 35-31. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Very balanced scoring attack for the Streaks. They were led by Casey Williams with 8 points, including a couple of three-pointers. 7 apiece for Sharon Diggins and Jessica Lieber, both with a three-pointer. 3 points for Lexi Daniels. 6 points for Sabrina Clay on three baskets. 2 apiece for Danny Teal and Katie Lingefelder. Streaks hit 5 three-pointers in the first half, so halfway to the triple Shaberger. 6 of 9 from the free throw line for the Streaks. For the Illini West Chargers, they were led by the sophomore Shelby White, who came off the bench, scored all 9 of her points in the second quarter. 4 apiece for Gracie Bastert, Holly McDowell, also Jessica Fox. 5 points for Michaela Grunewald. 3 points for Aubrey Carlisle. 2 for Elise Trout. And 5 for 7 from the line for Illini West. No three-pointers in the ball game.
No, and you look at the team stats, you can see why the Streaks have the advantage. Unfortunately, only narrow advantage. 18-9, they have an advantage in the turnover battle. Rebounding, they're getting out-rebounded 29-18, and that's not something you can have continue if you're going to win very many ball games. So the Streaks have to pick up their rebounding effort. They are winning the offensive rebounding battle, though, 12-11. The Chargers, 13 of 30 from inside the arc, 0 of 2 from distance. The Streaks, 7 of 17 from inside the arc, 5 of 21 from distance. You'd like to see the Streaks hitting at a little bit better clip from inside the arc.
35-31, Streaks lead here at halftime. So coming up again Thursday night, the Streaks will take on East Peoria. That is 7 o'clock tip. We'll take the air at 6:40. Then on Friday night, we'll take on Metamora. That'll be a late game at 8 o'clock. We'll take the air around 7:40. And likely, that being the last game of the day, it'll probably start a little bit later. And then on Saturday night, the Streaks take on the Springfield Senators. 7:30 scheduled start. Will take the air at about 7:10. Then coming up next week, we'll start the Western Big Six season. Got the Moline Maroons here, 7 o'clock game on the 20th. Is that the Tuesday?
Yeah. Yes.
Tuesday night game, next Tuesday, a week from tonight. And then back at it for the Thanksgiving tournament, the 24th, a 6 o'clock game against Freeport. So, yeah, a lot of action coming up to start the season.
Well, and you would hope to get some momentum because you know that Springfield game is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Even though they'll have a little bit different of a look than they did last year. But Springfield, Freeport, usually tough games. Moline's always tough for the Streaks. The good thing is you don't go on the road until you go to Maine South on December 8th. So you're going to get some nice home cooking and some good opportunities for the Streaks team to get into tune with things.
Galesburg with the ball to start the second half. Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. Illini West still in that man-to-man defense. Rainey Sibley, top of the key, ball knocked away. Sharon picks it up on the right wing, drives baseline, stops, tries to get it across the baseline to Casey Williams, but the ball was knocked away by Grunewald. The Streaks will get it back. Nice move by Sharon. Nice thought on the pass, but that's a really tough pass to make with a defender in between you on the baseline.
Yeah, and the good thing is she's being a little bit more aggressive there.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer from the left baseline is long. Rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Stop, pulls up with a 15-footer, too hard. And Chloe Anderson runs it down, gets knocked down from behind. They're going to say it went off of Chloe last, which it did. Thought she had gotten knocked to the floor going after that one. But Illini West will bring it from just at the end of the Streaks bench. 7:37 to play, just underway third quarter. Streaks lead 35-31. Two-on-one break now for Illini West, and Grunewald traveled with it right in front of the official. No call on it. Now it goes to the free throw line. Shot 15-footer is up and good by Elise Trout. Her second basket of the ball game. Make it 35-33.
Sharon Diggins just not going away, Tom.
Three-pointer right wing. Sharon Diggins is long. Rainey Sibley has the rebound go off her hand, and it looked like Carlisle had gone over the back of Chloe Anderson. No call on that one as four new Streaks will come in. Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels in for Galesburg. Full court pressure. Stolen away by Allison Mangieri. Nice pass to Danny Teal on the right side. Up off the glass too hard. Rebound Jessica Lieber. Kicks out to Lexi Daniels between the circles. Allison Mangieri hands off to Jessica Lieber, and she's going to be called for the travel. Thought Allison was going to pull the trigger on that three right there. Had an open look at it, but decided to give it up.
Well, and right there, a great defensive play by Allison Mangieri. It's just unfortunately that Danny Teal was a little quick with her shot. She's got to finish her shot off.
Now Danny with a steal on the inbound. Drives down the left side. Kicks out to Allison Mangieri. Left wing to Lexi Daniels. Back to Allison Mangieri. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Left of the center circle. Under 7 minutes to play. Now Sabrina Clay out high left side to Danny Teal. Top of the key. Jessica Lieber to Sabrina Clay on the give and go. Sabrina can't run it down. In a little bit of traffic there, the pass actually got knocked away, the reach around, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the right baseline.
Well, Tom, when a team starts to over-pursue like the Chargers are right now and guard the three-point arc that opens up the inside, the Streaks have got to start taking advantage.
Inbound pass goes to Sabrina Clay on the left block. Can't get the shot to foul, but she is fouled. She will go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul went against Elise Trout, her second. First team foul on the second half, so Sabrina Clay making her presence felt in this one. 6 points all on that same give-and-go play in the first half. And now hits the free throw.
Streaks were 6 of 9 in that first half, shooting the three, but they missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. So Sabrina Clay starting things off right here with the first make and make that 2 in a row.
So 8 now for Sabrina, make a 37-33 streak. So we talked about, you mentioned that Maine South game. We talked about the big girl from, the Hanson girl from Dunlap, how well she's playing as just a sophomore. Last time we saw Maine South up there as Sabrina Clay got a block on the layup, but the rebound, nobody there to help her out. The rebound came down to McDowell, I believe, got that put back. And now Jessica Lieber gets fouled hard going to the basket on the right side. She'll go to the free throw line. Foul goes against, I think it's, no. It goes against, let's see, Carlisle. That's her second team foul on Illini West as Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. But a big girl from Maine South, who was just a freshman last time we were up there, she was 6'4 or 6'5 at that time. And she was actually the girl from Dunlap. She was very athletic, moved very well for somebody as tall as she was. And she's going to be definitely a force to be reckoned with when we see that team. Streaks won that game up there, by the way.
That is true.
As Jessica Lieber hits both to make it 39-35 Streaks. A line change back in. Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. Running across, this is Carlisle. Stopped in the paint, pulls up with a five-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, tipped around, tipped around, tipped around. Finally coming down with it is McDowell. And she gives to Gronewald. Now nearly has it stolen away. Now it is stolen by Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the dribble, right side. Pulls up on the wing, picks it up. And her pass stolen away by Gronewald. Oh, unfortunate for Sammy Thompson. The pass went into Gronewald's hands, and she stopped with Sammy right behind her. Sammy kind of bumped her from behind and got called for the foul.
Lazy pass right there by Sharon. She didn't recognize the fact that the defense was still recovering, and it made it for an easy steal right there.
Now a steal by Rainey Sibley on the inbound. Her pass is knocked away, though, by Gronewald. Tried to get it to Chloe Anderson down on the right block. Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline. It'll be Sammy Thompson to inbound. Thompson, a 5'7 freshman. This is Rainey Sibley out between the circles to Chloe Anderson. Dribbles left. Back to Rainey on the left wing. She'll penetrate and gets tripped up going in. Got pushed from behind. I believe it's going to go against Bastert.
No NBA continuation as Rainey made that little finger roll, but it was about two dribbles after the whistle blew.
Well, let's see. I think it did go against Bastert.
Yep.
Okay. Third team foul now on Illini West, 6:04 to play third quarter. Inbound, try to get it to Casey Williams, and it gets knocked away. Too much traffic there to make that pass, and now a foul. Rainey Sibley gets called for the bump. They're tightening up the calls here in the second half on the pressure.
Well, and a silly foul right there. The Streaks need to be a little bit smarter there. They tried to force the ball into Casey Williams, and the Casey's athletic, but unless Casey's ready to jump for that ball, you either have to put it really high so that she can jump up for it, or you have to just pass it somewhere else. They tried to just kind of flip it over to her, and it made for an easy steal.
Now Illini West getting behind the Streaks defense, but Gronewald lost it on a high dribble. Thought there should have been a call, maybe a turnover, palming the ball on that one. No call, but she loses it out of bounds. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber drives down the right side of the lane, gets bumped, and this time it's going to go against Holly McDowell, and that's already the fourth team foul here in the third quarter on Illini West. Six fouls between the two teams. Back in for Illini West is Abby Douglas, and she will replace Holly McDowell. Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline. Streaks lead 39-35, 5:52 to play here in the third quarter. Nice pass on the inbound to Sabrina Clay down on the left block. Couldn't get the shot up, but she got fouled. Couple of blue jerseys there, and it's going to go against
McDowell.
Oh, no, that went Jessica Fox that time.
Oh.
So they said five. Okay,
I thought he threw a four up there, my bad.
So and that's the first on her. So Sabrina Clay back to the free throw line.
I'll tell you what, right now, even with that missed free throw, Sabrina Clay is impressing me in this game. She's looked very aggressive. You know, usually you see a sophomore first game with the varsity, a little timid. She's going right after, and she looks like she can play that Sadie Hamilton role.
Second shot up and good. 9 points for Sabrina Clay in her varsity debut, and it's one of those you can tell she just needs some playing time and some confidence.
Yeah.
She's going to be a very good player.
Well, and the one thing, and Lexi Daniels getting the ball loose, unfortunately not able to pick up the steal, and now an unfortunate hustle foul on Danny Teal. She was going for the ball and just kind of slid over the back of the legs of Elise Trout. But what I was going to say about Sabrina Clay, the one thing you would like to see for her to refine her game is you would like to see her learn how to block shots. And, you know, I think Casey Williams really got a lot better at the latter end of last season, knowing to go straight up and use your athleticism to take shots away. And influencing shots sometimes is just as effective as blocking shots. And that's the thing that I think Sabrina Clay needs to work on the most.
Bastert gives on the left block. Shot up and no good by Douglas. And now we've got a foul on the rebound. Casey Williams came down with it, and she gets fouled by Douglas. 40-35 Streaks lead.
Six fouls already.
5.5 to play here in the third quarter. And six team fouls already. So Douglas, her second. In for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Michaela Isley, and Sharon Diggins.
This is one of those games, Tom, where you cancel your dinner plans.
Exactly. Now a steal by Trout. She'll dribble right down the right side. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Tipped out by Sammy Thompson, and Sharon Diggins diving after it, got tripped up, no call. It goes off Sharon last as she dove after the ball. She kind of gotten tripped up from behind by Fox, and is going to go back to Illini West on the near sideline. Inbounding will be Trout. Might get a five call here, and she does finally get it into Bastert. Back to Trout. Left baseline. This is Fox. Fox drives in. Shot altered that time by Casey Williams, just like you talked about, Eric. Now the second rebound comes down to Fox. Goes to the floor and a tie-up between Sharon Diggins and Jessica Fox. Possession arrow points toward Illini West. And, you know, that's exactly it. She blocked the first one. Second time, she just got her arm up and totally altered the shot, and the shot went high off the glass, didn't hit anything else.
Exactly. And she, and Chloe, or sorry, Casey's really learned that and has improved immensely in her defensive game, even defensive positioning. We talked a lot at the beginning of last season that Casey just always seemed to be in the wrong place sometimes.
Now a shot from the right baseline from 18 is up and good by Trout. She's got six, make it 40-37 streaks. They just can't shake this Illini West team. Katie Lingenfelter out between the circles. Now Lexi Daniels out high on the right side. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, dribbles right, pulls back out. Allison Mangieri left wing, gets a double pick, now pulls out, gives to Jessica Lieber between the circles, out near the center circle. Katie Lingenfelter, top of the key to Chloe Anderson. Out high right side, Jessica Lieber. Miss Katie Lingenfelter going down the right side. Now a three-pointer. Lexi Daniels off the back iron too hard. Rebound down to Jessica Lieber.
Again, Daniels didn't have her feet set.
Now pass stolen away. Inside again by Trout. This is Bastard with it. Now stolen away by Chloe Anderson. Streaks with numbers. Chloe on the run, right side. Stops. Gets off to Allison Mangieri. Pass was a little bit late, but it got knocked away by Jessica Fox. Streaks will have it back under their own basket on the left side with 4:16 to play. 40-37 Streaks lead is looking more and more like a first game of the season.
Yeah, tough pass right there to make by Chloe Anderson. She's got to realize 2-on-2, you can't make that short pass right at the end. And a great pass inside from Sharon into Danny Teal. She's not able to make it. And Sabrina Clay gets the ball back, and she's going to put it in as it bounced around inside for a few.
So 11 for Sabrina Clay. Make it 42-37 Streaks. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Wide open under the basket. This is White. Lays it up and rolls around and falls through. Shelby White with 11 now for Illini West, the two sophomore post players leading their teams with 11 points apiece. Rainey Sibley, top of the key, down the right side of the lane, gets it up off the glass and good. She is so quick, it's so hard to stop her, but she just has not done a lot of that tonight. Gets it up and in, make it 44-39 Streaks. Bastard down the right side, drives in, and Sabrina Clay's going to get called for the foul. That time, Sabrina just didn't get set and get her position. She kind of moved along with Bastard and kind of just reached out at the ball and bumped her on the way.
Well, and again, once Sabrina understands that she's more athletic than a lot of these guards and some of the forwards even, she's going to learn that, you know, sometimes you can make position and by using your athleticism and, again, by just influencing shots.
High arcing free throw from Bastert is up and good. She's got 5 points, make it 44-40. As Lexi Daniels, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber check back in for the Streaks. 3:36 to play here in the third quarter.
You know, those positioning and the influencing of shots is something that us less athletic players had to learn. Sometimes just putting a hand in a face is just as effective as actually getting up there and trying to challenge.
Second shot up and good as well. Make it 44-41. 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Jessica Lieber drives right side, stops, tried to get a pass underneath. Chloe Anderson is able to run it down. Shot off the glass, no good. Jessica Lieber with a rebound, looking for help, and gets fouled from behind by Josie Finch, a 5'5 sophomore in for Illini West. So Jessica Lieber will go to the basket. Should be the 17 foul, or she'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, 1-1.
Jessica with 9 points on the night. First foul on Finch, 17 foul here in the second half on Illini West. 3:23 to play, third quarter, 44-41. And for the pace of the game, it's actually pretty low scoring.
Yeah, that's for sure. And Jessica hits the first one there. She's 7 of 8 from the line. She's shot it pretty good from the free throw line, and she's only got one hoop from the field, and that was a three-pointer early in the first quarter.
Second no good. White down with the rebound. Gives to Bastard in the backcourt. Pressure from the Streaks. Now this is Trout. Gets it across to Carlisle. Left side goes to Finch. Drives in. Shot blocked from behind by Casey Williams, and they call the foul. Wow. She reached over and made a nice clean block, but the angle the official was at, Casey was actually behind her. Thought she got a piece of her, but that'll be a foul on Casey, her second. 15 foul on the Streaks. Going to the free throw line will be Josie Finch with two shots.
She's going to knock down the first one.
Make it 45-42 Streaks. 3:14 to play here in the third quarter.
Stack them all up, and that one's good as well. Good form right there by Josie Finch, the sophomore from Illini West.
Yeah, seeing her first action, she didn't play at all in the first half. 45-43 Streaks. Casey Williams looking for some help. Gets to Jessica Lieber in the center circle. Back to Casey Williams out high left side. Now Jessica Lieber with it to Lexi Daniels. Top of the key. Back to Jessica Lieber on high left side. Left wing. It goes to Allison Mangieri. Back to Jessica Lieber. Right wing. Lexi Daniels. Double pick. Now gets to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Dribbles left. Back between the circles. Gets to Allison Mangieri. Left wing. Casey Williams. Top of the key. Right side. It's Lexi Daniels out high. Looks over the defense. Gets to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Now left baseline. Allison Mangieri sets. Fires a three. Off the rim. No. Rebound knocked away by Casey Williams. And she's not able to run it down on the near sideline. And Allison, not unlike what we saw last year, just not enough arc on that shot. She's on target, just not getting the arc on it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say, Tom. Too straight of a shot. She kind of line drives at the rim. Are we entering the second hour of this third quarter? I mean,
I think so. By the way, won the top 25 college basketball for you. Kansas missed a shot at the buzzer. Michigan State beats the Jayhawks 67-64. So, former Streaks girls broadcaster Neil Meyer very happy. Streaks boys broadcaster Brad Benowitz not so happy. As you can see by his text. What do all those things mean, Eric?
I don't know. I think he's practicing his numbers.
That's what it is.
Percents and pounds.
Fighting Illini starting the season 2-0. They haven't played anybody yet, though, but 2-0 and actually did not look bad last night. And we'll have them again coming up this weekend, or actually, I believe coming up later this week. They'll play out in Hawaii in the Rainbow Classic there.
Well, a hand check foul there. We've kind of vacillated between having a real tight call game to a real softly called game. And right there, the Abby Douglas will pick up her third foul of the game as she gets called for the hand check. It'll send Sharon Diggins to the line where she was perfect in her first trip on two shots. And make it three.
So she'll get the bonus. She's got 8 points, a three-pointer and a two in the first half, and that was her first points here in the second half for the Streaks. 2:13 to play third quarter, 46-43 Streaks lead. Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, and Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. I believe that all went so quick when I was talking about the other score here that I think we had a line change somewhere in between. Now the same players are back in that were in when I started talking about that. In the backcourt, Grunewald looking for help. Now finally gets it across to Trout. Trout drives into the paint and traveled. And, yep, we're going to get the call this time. Nice job defensively by Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins.
Coach Supernot telling her exactly what I would have told her right there. Take that shot. Sometimes players get too obsessed with getting to the rim. They pass up those quick little 4-foot, 6-foot jump shots. That was wide open for her. She tried to take that extra dribble and got the ball caught up.
Allison Mangieri, right wing to Jessica Lieber, top of the key, fires a long three, off the rim, short, right on target. Rebound comes down to Grunewald for Illini West. She gets it off to Trout, nearly traveled with it, back to Grunewald, still in the backcourt, now in the frontcourt. It goes to Carlisle in the paint, drops it off to White on the left side. She lays it up with the left hand, up and in, Shelby White. She's got 13, make it 46-45 Streaks, a minute and a half to play here in the third quarter. Jessica Lieber out high right side, fires a three. That one's long. Rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins in the corner, has to save it in bounds, and it goes to Carlisle for Illini West. Now Grunewald back to Carlisle across midcourt with numbers. Gives to White left side. Nice job by Casey Williams. Blocks the shot. Carlisle down with the rebound. Five-footer no good. This time we got a tie-up on the rebound. Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson in there fighting for it with Douglas, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 107 to play in the ballgame. I thought maybe we wouldn't have as exciting a finish as we did last year, but the way this game is going, we may have another exciting finish.
Well, right there, that was a bad play by White. Shelby White should have just taken that ball up right away. She gave a couple shot fakes, which let Casey Williams get into position to block that shot.
Give and go. Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay lays it up on the right side, got it up and in, and she's got 13.
Well, I'm wondering if Coach Supernot's going to eventually ask his players if they've seen that play before, because that is how Sabrina Clay has scored 8 of her 13 points.
And a full timeout called by Illini West. We'll take one as well. That's probably what he's talking about. 52.7 to play in the third, 48-45 Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're asking people how big a marriage is.
Like, how many people it affects.
Right.
So let's find out.
How big is it? I can't measure it.
It's worldwide.
I would say big as the universe.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people?
At least 1,000.
If you bring joy to your marriage, I'm kind of like, I want that too.
You see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
52.7 to play third quarter. The Streaks lead 48-45 over Illini West here on the 2012-13 season opener. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, Nick Simpson, our studio engineer tonight. As Illini West will try to bring the length of the court, it'll be Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber on the court for the Streaks. Grunwald across midcourt, nearly carried it, now gets to the left wing, picks up, gives it to Bastert, out high on the left side near midcourt, trapped up, nice defensive job by Danny Teal and Sharon Diggins. Now a steal, near steal by Sabrina Clay, but somehow Carlisle able to get it back, left side, shot up and no good by McDowell, but a foul's going to be called on.
I think this is going against Jessica Lieber.
Yep, it did go against Jessica Lieber. Got called for the block. That is her second foul. 16 foul now on the Streaks. Going to the free throw line will be Holly McDowell, 5'10 senior for Illini West.
Well, Sabrina did a good job getting her hand on the ball. She used the proper hand. She used the inside hand to knock it away. Unfortunately, she just didn't rip the ball. She just kind of tried to tap it. If she would have tried to rip it in, I think she might have been able to get that steal.
Both free throws up and good for Holly McDowell. She's got 8 points, 48-47 Streaks, 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sharon Diggins, top of the key, gives to Jessica Lieber between the circles, back to Sharon, left wing, thought about the three, now puts it up after she faked. It's an air ball, and the rebound saved and bounced by Sabrina Clay. Jessica Lieber runs it down with 20 seconds to play. Nice hustle, Sabrina Clay, saving that one inbounds. 16 seconds to play, now 15. Sabrina Clay between the circles with 13. Danny Teal to Jessica Lieber, missed her on the give and go. Long three-pointer right side, short. Rebound on the weak side is knocked away. Oh, it's going to go off of Grunwald last. Thought that Rainey Sibley maybe had gotten a piece of it, but it goes off Grunwald last. Streaks will bring it in from the right baseline with 7.1 to play as Allison Mangieri checks in for Rainey Sibley.
I think despite Rainey's best effort, she couldn't get up high enough to knock that ball away.
On the inbound, in it comes to Sharon Diggins. Back to Jessica Lieber, right baseline. 5 seconds to play, fires a three, it's long. Rebound to Allison Mangieri, left side, shot blocked. Ball comes down and goes out of bounds as the buzzer sounds. And they're going to say that's it for the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes to play in the season opener. It is Galesburg 48, Illini West 47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room. It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Start your morning with the latest in news, weather, sports, and agribusiness information. Join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning at 5 on the WGIL Morning News.
Gibson, 8 minutes to play in the season opener. It's been nip and tuck throughout. Galesburg with a 48-47 lead. Streaks were up, or actually we were, Streaks up 21-13 at the end of the first quarter. Been much closer since then. Streaks got outscored 18-14 in the second, led 35-31 at the half. And Streaks actually outscored 16-13 in that third quarter. Illini West with the ball to start the third quarter. And it comes to Bastard. Carried it, no call down. Now we do get the call, so another Illini West turnover. With, just a couple of seconds ticked off the clock here to start the third quarter. Streaks bring it back the other way. Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins. This is Chloe Anderson, right wing. Out high to Casey Williams, top of the key, Jessica Lieber with it. Right wing, Sharon Diggins. Drives right baseline, stops, now kicks it out, and the pass stolen away by Bastard. So the teams exchange turnovers to start the fourth quarter. Now down, it's a nice pass underneath to Grunwald. She's able to lay it up and in. Her first basket of the second half. And Illini West with a 49-48 lead. 7.5 to play in the ball game.
Lead of the game since 24-23 back in the second quarter for Illini West.
Jessica Lieber drives down the left side, lays it up with the right hand, can't hit. Chloe Anderson with a rebound, shot partially blocked. Tried to get her own rebound again, knocked away. Finally, Grunwald comes up with it, but it's stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Now her pass nearly stolen. Chloe Anderson comes up with it, leans in, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to McDowell. Now, this is Grunwald across midcourt, runs down the left side, and a pass knocked away, and it's taken by Jessica Lieber. Sharon Diggins with one person to beat. Sharon runs down the right side, leans in, up off the glass, too hard. Rainey Sibley has it knocked away. It's going to go off of McDowell. Last Streaks will have it on their own left baseline.
Streaks just a little disjointed lately in this game. They looked pretty good in the first quarter, then at times in the second quarter, but just can't seem to pull away from this Illini West team, and now, in fact, they found themselves behind.
Lexi Daniels in. She's got it. Gives to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay also in. Jessica Lieber drives down the right side, switches over, switches back, right hand up off the glass and got it. Nice
now, that's the Jessica Lieber I like to see. She did a great job with the dribble inside the lane and was able to get an easy layup.
Now from the right side, that is Carlisle. Puts the shot up and in. That's her first basket of the second half and make it 51-50. Illini West retakes the lead. Lexi Daniels out high on the right side. Gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. Fires a three. Short. Rebound comes out long. Knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Now goes to the floor. We've got a tie-up. Nice hustle again. Sabrina Clay. Possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, I'll tell you what. Though I almost think Illini West likes when the Streaks make a basket because they get that ball down the floor so fast. Streaks have to be aware that Illini West is trying to do the same things they are. Get the pass, get the ball off the floor as quickly as possible, and the way to do that is the pass. They're not looking to wait till the Streaks can set up their traps. So they're going to have to be aware of that and be ready to retreat right away if that ball gets past their line of defense.
Jessica Lieber with it. Out between the circles, Sabrina Clay. 6:07 to play in the ballgame. Give and go. Sabrina Clay gets it back from Jessica Lieber. Laid it up. No, but she got pushed on her way up. And the foul is going to go against Holly McDowell. And I believe that is her third.
Fourth.
Okay. So going back to the free throw line will be Sabrina Clay. She's got 13 points on the night. And she'll have two shots this time. First one rolls in and out, no good. Jessica Lieber with 12 points in the ballgame, only two field goals. She had a three in the first quarter, and that two when she drove that time. The rest of her points coming from the free throw line.
Bend those knees, sophomore.
Back in for the streak, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. Casey Williams waits to replace Sabrina Clay. She eyes the second. That one in and out, no good. Nice form on it. Had a nice wrist, and now a bump call is going to go against Sharon Diggins in the backcourt. That'll be her first foul of the ball game with 6:01 to play, but the 17th foul on the streak, so we're going to walk it down this way and a chance at the one and bonus for Gracie Bastert.
Bastert with 6 points in the game so far.
So Casey Williams checks in. Streaks trail 51-50, 6:01 to play here in the ball game.
Watching this game, you wouldn't feel like the Streaks are down, but they just have not seemed to have been able to capitalize.
Bastard's free throw is no good. Streaks with a rebound. Ball knocked away from Sammy Thompson. Now ball goes to the floor. Thompson able to pick it up. Gets to Chloe Anderson. Down on the right block. Leans in. Can't hit, but gets fouled.
And this one should be going against Elise Trout. That would be her third.
It does go against Trout. So that's three on her. Chloe Anderson to the free throw line with two shots. Chloe hasn't scored in the ball game. 0-for-1 from the free throw line. 5:49 to play. Streaks trail 51-50.
And in that last trip to the free throw line, she missed the front end of a 1-and-1.
Hit that one, and we are tied at 51. As Grunewald checks back in, she replaces Carlisle for Illini West. Grant Supernant just took over at Illini West at the end of July. Former Division I player, played for St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Was an assistant at the for the women's program at John Wood Community College in Quincy last year. Second shot good by Chloe Anderson. Now she comes up with a steal, knocked it away from behind, and gives to Sammy Thompson. Thompson across midcourt right side to Sharon Diggins, right wing back to Sammy Thompson. Top of the key, Casey Williams with it. Hands off to Chloe Anderson, now to Sammy Thompson, right side. Give and go to Casey Williams, up off the glass and got it. Nice ball movement by the Streaks, and Casey Williams, a recipient that time. She's got 10 and make it 54-51. And timeout. Let's see.
Inadvertent whistle, I think.
Yeah.
I think he thought that that Coach Supernat wanted a timeout. He whistled for it. He acknowledged it and then just let the subs come in, which that's the other thing I find a little weird is that they let the subs come in even though it was realistically an inadvertent whistle.
Yeah. Okay, so 54-51 Streaks lead on a little bit of a run here with 5:20 to play in the ball game. Nice job breaking the press again by the Chargers, and nice job by Sabrina Clay. Got the block that time on Grunewald. Now back the other way. Jessica Lieber puts a shot up, can't hit, but gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Carlisle.
Well, quick hands right there by Sabrina Clay. That's one of those tough ones. She went down and grabbed the ball while it was at the waist of the shooter, and that can be of Michaela Groenwald. That can be tough because sometimes that'll get you called for a foul.
First shot for Jessica Lieber is up and good. She's got 13, 5:08 to play. Streaks now with a 55-51 lead. Actually, pretty good crowd here tonight. A nice student contingent here. It's apparently neon night. You see neon orange and pink and yellow, and even a young man is in a neon pink sports bra. As Jessica Lieber hits them both, make it 56-51 streaks. Now Illini West breaks the pressure, and Bastert gets the easy two on the right-handed layup and make it 56-53 streaks. Jessica Lieber, left wing, Allison Mangieri, top of the key, Sabrina Clay, out high right side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels looks over the defense, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side, and she'll fire the long three. It's off the rim, no. Rebound, Lexi Daniels, right side up off the glass and got it.
Good job by the freshman right there. And Lieber, she thought about it, and finally decided to pull the trigger.
Now Groenwald in the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Bring it down is Jessica Lieber. Lieber on the right sideline, gets it across midcourt. Now it's to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Gives to Danny Teal, now out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Nice pass over the top, Sabrina Clay, wide open under the basket, lays it up and in. And the Streaks with a 7-point lead, 60-53. Timeout call. This will be a full timeout call by Grant Supernot. 4:14 to play. Galesburg 60, Illini West 53. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. Proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball as the Illini take on St. Francis Monday night at 6:30 on WGIL.
The Fighting Illini play here, Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
4:14 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 60-53 as they've gone on a little bit of a run here in the fourth quarter. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Game one of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team. Boy, what, almost a week earlier than we started last year?
Yeah.
Wow. Came around quick. Streaks bring out Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Jessica Lieber. They'll come out with a full court pressure. It'll be Trout to inbound, and it comes to Bastert. Down court and overthrown, and running it down is Casey Williams for the Streaks. Casey with it, picks up, gives to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. She'll walk it across in the center circle. Back to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long to Groenwald for Illini West. To Trout, back to Groenwald in the backcourt. You know, for they're not a really great ball-handling team, this Illini West team, but they do a good job of breaking the press, like you said, mainly with the pass. Three-pointer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Trout, and the ball goes to the floor, knocked away. We're going to have a tie-up. Jessica Lieber in there along with Rainey Sibley and Trout. This time the possession arrow points toward Illini West. But, you know, not real solid ball-handling, but they do a good job of distributing and beating the press.
Well, a lot of coaches will tell you that the best way to break the press is with the pass because, you know, when you're dribbling around, it lets the defense set up. If you learn how to pass angles, it's sometimes going to be really easy. And this is okay. Just to replay what just happened, Gracie Bastard throwing the ball in, threw it off the back of Casey Williams, picked the ball up, went up for the shot, and got fouled. And this is one of my biggest pet peeves. I do not like it when the defender is not looking at the basketball because that happens all too often.
I'm not sure where the contact was, though.
No, but, you know, you're going to get that call because you're putting the defense at a bad position.
She hits the first free throw.
Did the foul go against Casey?
I thought it was Chloe. I'm not sure. Nope, Chloe doesn't have any. Must have
gone against Casey. Yeah, it went against Casey, her third.
So Casey got the foul, and the second shot, no good. Casey down with a rebound, and her outlet pass gets knocked away. We've got another tie-up, this time between Chloe Anderson and Michaela Groenwald. Possession arrow this time points toward the Streaks, and Sabrina Clay is going to come in and replace Casey Williams. 3:35 to play. Streaks lead 60-54, and they'll have to bring it the length of the court.
With the speed the Streaks have on the floor right now, I would be tempted to have Rainey or Sharon go deep and just throw one over the top of the defense.
Jessica Lieber in the backcourt on the dribble. Breaks the pressure, gets to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Drives in, kicks back out to Jessica Lieber on the wing. She'll stop and fire the three, and got it! Second of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. Six on the night for the Streaks. And make it 63-54. 9-point lead with 3:13 to play. Grunewald bounces to the left baseline for Carlisle. She puts it up from 10 and got it. Make it 63-56. Now an errant pass is stolen away by Carlisle, and she's going to be fouled as she tried to get an outlet pass out to White. Bumped by both Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson. And we'll see who it goes against. Sharon picks up the foul. That's her third. We'll walk it back this way. The clock stops. 3:02 to play. And going to the free throw line will be Aubrey Carlisle with a chance of the one and bonus. Streaks now with 19 fouls, 10 on Illini West. So both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. 63-56. Streaks lead. 3:02 to play. Back in Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri in there with Sharon Diggins. First free throw is up and good. She'll get the bonus. 63-57, Illini West won't go away.
No, they won't, and the Streaks have not been able to put them away just yet.
Second shot is up and good as well. Make it 63-58, Illini West full court pressure. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Cross midcourt right of the center circle, being hounded by Bastard, and finally gets it across and gets to Casey Williams between the circles. Now Danny Teal. Now Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams. Give and go right side up off the glass and got it. That's got to be driving Coach Supernat nuts. As Coach Massey calls the timeout, but that's got to be driving him nuts. How many times have we done that tonight to them?
Well, I totally agree.
It'll be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:47 to play. It is Galesburg 65, Illini West 58. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous,
delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three
tremendous.
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
2:47 to play. Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Illini West Chargers 65-58. On a nice give-and-go play from Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams that time, who laid it up and in. She was a recipient. Sabrina Clay has been numerous times tonight. I believe there was another one to Casey earlier in the quarter as well. So that is a play that's worked to perfection for the Streaks throughout this opening ball game.
Well, and if it weren't for that play, I think the Streaks might be in trouble in this one. They've got a big chunk of points from it.
2-on-1 break now, and laying it up and in is Carlisle for Illini West, and make it 65-60.
What'd you say about them not going away?
Yeah, exactly. They decided they wanted to stick around and play tonight. Top of the key, Sharon Diggins drives right, ball knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off Carlisle last. And the Streaks are going to have it on the near sideline as Allison Mangieri is going to check in and replace Rainey Sibley. She'll be in there with Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, and Casey Williams. And Allison will inbound from the near sideline. 2:26 to play, 65-60 Streaks. Into Jessica Lieber out right of the center circle. See if the Streaks are maybe going to work a little bit of clock here. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Well, nobody's helping her out. And
you've
got to be kidding me.
Oh, wow.
They called the carry on her, and I see that happen time and time and time again. And that time, I don't think I saw it happen.
Well, and on top of it, Gracie Bastard had just reached in. I thought that's what the call was.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a foul. Wow. I mean, you could call that I don't know how many times every game on almost everybody that dribbles the ball. As Carlisle misses a shot, rebound fought for. Carlisle brings it down. Now we're going to have a foul called on Casey Williams.
Carlisle was about 3 inches away from making that a three-point play. Yeah. That ball just barely kicked back out.
That is an amazing one. I thought they didn't call that anymore. The carrying the ball. And I honestly don't think Jessica did that. She doesn't dribble that way. A lot of people dribble that way all the time. I'm with you, Eric. I thought there was going to be a foul called on that one as Carlisle misses the first free throw. 2:11 to play. 65-60 as Shelby White checks back in and she replaces Holly McDowell for Illini West. 65-60, Streaks lead. Second shot for Carlisle up and this one is good. She's got 9 points here in the fourth quarter, 12 for the ball game. 65-61 streaks. Casey Williams out high left side to Danny Teal between the circles. Now streaks running a little clock, looking for maybe a back door. Sharon Diggins, top of the key to Jessica Lieber between the circles. She'll dribble left. I thought the other thought was maybe they were going to make a five call there when they had called the turnover. Now Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber left to the center circle. Streaks running some clock, running a little bit of a weave here. And now Allison Mangieri reached, gets called against Dronewald. Not much contact there. She went sliding by and reached one more time. May have gotten a piece of the arm throw. Allison Mangieri will go to the free throw line with two shots as both teams over the limit.
Yeah, I thought Dronewald got a lot of basketball right there.
So Streaks run some time off down to 142. 65-61 is the Galesburg lead. Allison Mangieri at the free throw line. 5'5 senior guard. First shot is up and good. Her first points of the night.
Well, only one timeout left for Coach Supernot, so it's tough to take a timeout here, but I'd be tempted to take it just to kind of go over how you're going to defeat this delay.
Second shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Trout. Now this is Bastard. Fires a three from out high on the left side. No good. Rebound down to Sabrina Clay in for the Streaks. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Also Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Sharon Diggins in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Now to Sabrina Clay between the circles. Bounces to Chloe Anderson. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side. 120 to play to Sharon Diggins between the circles. Dribbles left. Bumped. Now they're letting him bump and they're not calling it. When you want them to late in the game here when you're trying to handle the ball. Now some Mangieri picks up, gives to Jessica Lieber, dribbles between the circles to the left, gives to Sharon Diggins between the circles, dribbles right against Bastard. Now to Allison Mangieri, right of the center circle with a minute to play. Allison dribbles left and she gets mugged, and that one could have turned into an intentional foul because Gronewall fouled her initially, and then as the whistle blew, just kind of mugged her, reached over the top and grabbed her. So Allison goes back to the free throw line with two shots, 58.1 to play.
Well, and this is kind of where I was talking about. You know, if you're Coach Supernot, you kind of want to get a play set, a defense set up here. You almost benefit if you go to a zone because the Streaks won't recognize it at first if you do kind of a matchup zone, and you might be able to get a cheap steal.
First shot for Allison up and good, and she nails the second as well. So she's 3 of 4 in the ball game and make it 68-61 Streaks, and they'll drop back, and Streaks drop back actually into a 2-3 zone. This is Carlisle, right side. Now a near steal by Sharon Diggins. Gronewald able to come up with it to White, and her pass is knocked away by Sharon Diggins. I think Line at West was a little bit confused by the 2-3 to come out when they came down this time.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about switching up defenses in that situation is it takes a minute to recognize what kind of defense you're in.
This is Bastard down on the right block, goes to White, spins in the paint. Ooh, and a foul is going to go against either Chloe Anderson or Sabrina Clay. I think it's going to be Chloe that got the bump.
Well, again, right there, it is going to go against Chloe. What you have to do is you have to stay straight up. You got to just let them shoot over the top of you.
So Shelby White, the 5'10 sophomore, to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 13 in the game. First free throw up, and a good-looking shot there from White. And they get 68-62, 38.5 to play as Allison Mangieri and Casey Williams check back in. They're in there with Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins. Sophomore and four seniors. Second shot bounces off no good. Casey Williams with a rebound. Picks up, gives to Jessica Lieber. Nearly lost it on the baseline. Now gets across midcourt, and a blocking foul is going to go against Carlisle.
Yeah. Well, the good thing for Jess is she kept moving there. I think if she was hesitated at all, she could have gotten called for a charge because Carlisle was doing a good job getting position on her. I just don't think she got enough spacing before she tried to take that.
Yeah, kind of kept moving backwards with her. First free throw for Jessica Lieber is up and good. They get 69-62, 31.8 seconds to play. Jessica with 18 points on the night.
With the lack of three-point shooting we've seen from this Illini West squad, you'd have to think these are pretty much nails in the coffin.
Second shot up and good as well. Make it 70-62 Streaks. Who'd have thought that after ending the third quarter with 48 points? Now White spins in, little kind of a baby hook, and wow.
Chloe's going to get called for another foul. She did exactly what we talked about. Yeah. You cannot swing that arm down.
They called that on Sabrina Clay. She was there.
She was actually the straight-up person. It was Chloe that swung the arm down.
So White back to the free throw line with two more shots. First one is good. 70-63, 25.8 seconds to play. Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri back in. They are in there with Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins.
This has to be driving Coach Massey nuts, because if you're going to let him score points, let him score it with the time. With the clock
exactly.
Moving.
Second shot good. Make it 70-64. And Grant Supernaut uses his final timeout.
A full timeout.
Yeah, 25.8 seconds to play. Well, Galesburg High boys open their season coming up next week. Of course, Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have their action for you all season long here on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll have several more home games. Our next one will be coming up Thursday night when the Streaks will take on, we've got East Peoria next, I believe.
That sounds right.
Yep, the East Peoria Red Raiders, and that'll be same start time as tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:40 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. And then we'll be back in action Friday night against, Metamora Friday night game, and that'll be the 8 o'clock start, so 7:40 for the pregame. Then Saturday night, it'll be the Springfield Senators coming to town. Very good team, of course. The young lady, the good guard, graduated.
Zana Medley.
Yeah, Zana Medley is gone, but they had some very talented younger players on that team as well. In fact, I was thinking didn't they have a good sophomore post player that was maybe 5'9 or so that was pretty athletic?
You know, I think I missed that game last year.
Well, that explains it then.
I don't remember.
Back through the old scoreboard. I was thinking they did have a pretty good sophomore player, and that game again coming up 7:30 Saturday night, so 7:10 for the pregame. Streaks get it inbounds, but it's actually knocked away. They'll have to do it again. 24.9 to play. Now, Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout, wants to reset what they're doing to get it in. They had a little trouble getting it in the first time around there.
Yeah, well, and right there, just a bad pass. You have to understand that there's going to be over-pursuit by the Chargers. So what you have to do is you have to use the pass fake. You have to use V-cuts. So what the Streaks guard should be doing is cutting to the baseline, getting the over-pursuit, and then flying behind the defense.
24.9 to play. Streaks lead by 6, 70-64. The good thing, this is not the kind of team you say, well, they're only down 2 three-pointers. We have only seen them attempt, I think, 2 tonight, and they have not made any. They don't look like they're much of a three-point shooting team.
No. And this has been true every year that we've played this team. They play this very energetic style, but if they can't steal the ball and shoot layups, they're not going to score or win games late.
Inbound gets knocked away again. Streak will trigger one more time. It'll be Casey Williams. And now another timeout called by Coach Massey. He didn't like the way that one set up either.
Tom, you can't take them home with you. There's
That's
no
true.
Carryover.
That's true. You might as well use them. They don't carry toward the end of the season, you know. That time, I think what happened, Sharon Diggins had actually gotten tripped up and went to the floor because she looked like she was going to be open and behind the defense, but Casey couldn't go to her, and then nobody else was open. Tried to get into Jessica Lieber, a good defensive play, was able to knock it away again.
Well, you know, talking a little bit about this Illini West team, like I said, they played this same kind of style basketball the last few years with that Coach Zach Keene and now with Coach Supernaut. And basically, they've had that dominant inside player, which has really taken the kind of pressure off the guards because you can go inside to them. 2 years ago, it was Carter Warren. You also had Lauren Groenwald. And then last year, Lauren Groenwald was the big player. But, you know, 25 points 2 years ago for Carter Warren in this game. And then last year, it was Lauren Groenwald who had 21 points. So they don't have that player this year. And they've done pretty good. Shelby White's looking like a player. She stepped up very nicely. But they don't have that dominant player that they've had in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and she's one I would say over the next couple of years may become that, but as a sophomore, just not quite there yet. But, you know, once they get into their conference play, she'll be a pretty good player. Now a near steal. Jessica Lieber able to run it down. Now we're going to have a tie-up.
And that's going the other way.
And it goes back to Illini West. Now 17.9 seconds to play. Streak still with a 70-64 lead. They're going to drop back in the 2-3 zone. And it comes to Bastert. Right wing, this Groenwald back to Bastert. Pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins. 12 seconds to play. Bastert with it between the circles. Drives in, kicks out right wing to Groenwald. Fires a 3. It's an air ball. Rebound on the weak side. No good by Trout. Rebound tipped around. Bastert comes down with it. 3 seconds to play. Now Allison Mangieri comes up with it in the front court. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks start the season 1-0. Final score, Galesburg 70, Illini West 64. Hard-fought victory, but the Streaks come out with it. And looked like a throughout, looked like a, early on it was fairly well played, but ended up looking like the first game of the season.
Yeah. Well, the streak showed a lot of glimpses there of what we had grown accustomed to as the team has progressed. But unfortunately, they weren't able to keep up the intensity throughout the whole game and got themselves into some trouble.
So the Streaks win it here, 70-64, the final score. Coming up on our post-game show, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats and more. Streaks win the opener, 70-64. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh.
You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that. Out of collision.
The stress and strain, knocks and bumps of daily living will sooner or later signal the need for professional help. And sooner or later, someone will suggest you see Dr. Jeffrey Hayden, chiropractor. If you're experiencing back pain, shoulder pain, or a numbness in an arm or leg, sooner or later, someone's going to suggest you call Dr. Jeffrey Hayden, chiropractor. If you've tried pain relievers, but the pain always returns, that means you haven't done a thing to eliminate the cause of the pain. And sooner or later, someone is going to suggest you call Dr. Jeffrey Hayden, chiropractor. I'm suggesting it now. For natural, painless treatment of your pain, contact Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at the Hayden Chiropractic Center. To encourage you make it sooner, not later, Dr. Jeffrey Hayden is offering a spinal screening to determine if chiropractic can help you. Call 344-4988 today and get your spinal screening at the Hayden Chiropractic Center. Remember, there's no substitute for feeling the absolute best.
Due to federal regulations, this offer does not apply to Medicare, Medicaid, or federal insurance programs.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 29. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 52. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 32. And Friday, sunny with a high of 52. Friday night, clear with an overnight low of 32. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win the season opener. They defeat the Illini West Chargers. Hard fought battle, 70-64 was the final score. Streaks, well, they just could not shake this Illini West team. Not the most talented Illini West team we have seen. As you said, Eric, they don't have that superstar we've seen them have in the past. But they play well together, very well together. They distribute the ball. They break the press using the pass and just do a nice job of playing together as a team. And they just find somebody to get the easiest shot they can.
Well, they bought into the system that they play, and that system being a very up-tempo, very aggressive. Don't be the one that, you know, gets stuck with the basketball in your hands. As Coach Massey's going to come over for our post-game talk.
Oh, already here we go. Well, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. As we're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks win it here 70-64. And, Coach, in some ways, a typical first game of the season. Early on, you saw some jitters on both teams, some trouble handling the ball. Got a little bit better late in that first half, but kind of a little sloppier throughout the second half. And just a hard-fought win.
It was. You know, we have to credit them. The fact, but offensively we weren't very good tonight. We missed shots, and then I thought we were kind of in a hurry offensively in what we did. But we did enough offensively to win the game, and did decent as far as down the stretch, I thought.
Yeah, this was a team that obviously likes to get up and down the court as well, and they really took advantage of their opportunities doing that. It's not often you see a team keep up with the pace that you're playing at.
Right. And they did a very good job as far as handling the end of the press, and pretty good as far as 3-on-2, 2-on-1 situations. And they were a good shooting team and a good free throw shooting team.
Well, one of the things that went really well on the offensive end for you that had to drive their coach nuts was that give and go you got numerous times going to both Sabrina Clay and to Casey Williams. That just worked to perfection time and time again.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I don't think they had a solution for it there. And the tail end of it, if we shot better, would even make it a better play at the end of it too.
Well, defensively, we're seeing some, I know, early last year, Casey Williams had some trouble getting called for fouls, but kind of got her wits about her and did a really nice job not only blocking but altering some shots. And I think we're starting to see a little bit early on in this game, at least, with Sabrina Clay able to do some of those same things.
Sabrina had a really nice game. I thought she did. And, you know, I think game's a little faster. I think our two freshmen, Lexi, the shots she took, she'll make. She had trouble making the shots. But then, and I thought Sammy, it's a lot of pressure being the point guard in that situation, and she'll keep getting better and better.
Well, the one thing you always want, the players aren't always out there for a long time, sometimes a minute or a little bit less. What you want is the effort, and that's something you did get.
We did, and, Sharon didn't shoot well, but I thought Sharon and Rainey did a nice job in the press of creating havoc, and I thought... at the end of the game, Allison Mangieri came in and did a nice job handling things.
And a great job from the free throw line.
Yep. She finished them off there.
So. All right, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We're going to take another timeout, and we will come back and take a look at our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Missing a minute can cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win their season opener as they defeat the Illini West Chargers. Hard-fought battle. Streaks win it 70-64. Galesburg led early on. 21-13 at the end of the first quarter, but they were outscored in the middle two quarters. 18-14 in the second quarter and 16-13 in the third quarters. They did hold on to the lead, though. Streaks up 35-31 at halftime. They had a one-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, 48-47. Came out cold to start that fourth quarter, and Illini West actually had a 51-50 lead, maybe a 55-54, somewhere around there, but the Streaks ended up outscoring Illini West 22-17 in the fourth quarter. Time to take a look at our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. No ridiculous night. Didn't get to that 10 mark, but a good night for the Streaks. They were led by Jessica Lieber with 19 points. She hit a couple of three-pointers and a two, 11 for 13 from the free throw line. And it's good to see Jessica get a start like that from the free throw line. A great shooter as a freshman and sophomore, shot very well from the free throw line and struggled for her last year, struggled a little bit from the free throw line, but a great start, 11 for 13 from the line. A great performance, as Coach Massey mentioned, by the sophomore Sabrina Clay, 15 points. Including six baskets for the most part on that give-and-go play, getting some wide-open looks under the basket, and she was 3 for 6 from the free-throw line. Got some nice form, as Eric mentioned a couple of times, maybe a little bit more knee-bend on some of those free throws, and that'll come around for her. 12 points for Casey Williams. Casey hit a couple of twos, or excuse me, a couple of threes and three twos in the ball game. Nice job defensively again by Casey, as we expect from her. Sharon Diggins, as Coach mentioned, didn't shoot as well, but it did a nice job defensively. Ended up with 8 points, hit a three, a two. She was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Lexi Daniels. She hit a three and a two, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 3 points for Allison Mangieri, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Randy Sibley on a basket. 2 points for Chloe Anderson on 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 2 points for Danny Teal on a basket. Streaks with 6 three-pointers in the game. And I had him as 22 for 31 from the free throw line. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
For the Illini West Chargers, they were led by the sophomore Shelby White off the bench. She ended up with 16 points in the ball game, 12 points for Aubrey Carlisle, also 9 points for Gracie Bostert, the point guard. McDowell with 8 points, also Gronewald with 7, and 2 points for Josie Finch, 4 points for Jessica Fox. Those all came early in the game in the first half.
Well, you look at the overall numbers. The streaks were where they wanted to be. They forced over 30 turnovers, 31 to be exact. They kept their turnovers under 20. They were at 19, so both those numbers right in realm. This next number, a little bit off, and that's not where you want to be if you're the streaks, and that's 49-39. They were out-rebounded by 10. However, on the plus side, they did grab 25 offensive rebounds to only 20 for Illini West. The streaks shot the ball fairly well. They were 15 of 34 from inside the arc, 6 of 34 from distance, so that accounted for a total of 31%, 18% from three-point range. Coach Massey would like that up over 20. Only 6 threes, also obviously under their target mark. They did miss 2 front ends of 1-1, so that's two more foul shots that you left out on the floor. Whereas the Chargers were 23 of 52 from inside the arc, 0 of 5 from distance. That's good for 40% from the field. They only missed 1 front end of the 1-1. So, you know, some things you like, some things you don't like here, Tom. But I think you've got to be happy with the effort. Some of the mental mistakes will get cleaned up over time.
Yeah, you're right. And that's, you know, that's the big thing. It's about the effort. That's kind of a cool picture down there. Some Jessica Lieber fans. I don't know if they're family members or what. They all have on the black T-shirts. They say Lieber Fever at number 30, and they're showing the back of their shirts with Jessica in the middle of them. And yeah, nice job. 19 points for Jessica Lieber tonight. But yeah, it's all about effort. And you know, I think that's part of it. Running this system, you can have nights where everybody's not necessarily shooting the ball well.
WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball is brought to you in part.
And, you know, I think this was one of those nights where it showed it's all the other things you do along with it, getting some offensive rebounds, getting those easy looks. And really tonight it was more in that half-court offense with the, you know, that give-and-go play that worked time and time again.
Well, and you can't rely on those things, but you've got to, that being said, you've also got to take advantage of those things.
Yeah.
If you find something that's working and they're not able to stop you, you know, you got to keep going at it. But that being said, I want to see a little bit better offense from both your supposed best scorers, which are Sharon and Jessica. I thought Jessica did a decent job, but got a little too much dribble going on, whereas I think Sharon could have used a little bit more dribble.
Final score, once again, 70-64. The streaks victorious. Our postgame final stats, again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We will take our final timeout here and come back and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 70-64. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Of GHS
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear.
screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Streaks win the season opener as they defeat the Illini West Chargers. Hard-fought game, 70-64 was the final score. Streaks pick up the victory. And time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this is kind of a tough one. We had some girls that played a pretty good game. Jessica Lieber, scoring-wise, was able to get 19 points. Didn't shoot the ball great, but hit very well from the free throw line, 11 for 13 from the line. Sharon Diggins, as we mentioned, didn't score, didn't shoot as well. Great job defensively, though. Forced a number of steals or near steals where she disrupted things defensively. 8 points on the night. Casey Williams, again, a great job defensively and ended up with 12 points, hitting a couple threes in the game. But going to go with one of the younger players. As what a great night, what a great debut as a varsity player. Sabrina Clay, this 5'10 sophomore with 15 points in the ball game, did a nice job defensively as well. Had a couple of blocks, altered some shots in there, some rebounds as well. 15 points, as we mentioned. So Sabrina Clay, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So congratulations to Sabrina, and congratulations to the Streaks as they open the season with a victory over the Illini West Chargers. And a good way to start. I mean, against a not the best Illini West team we have seen, but a team that played hard, and that's what you expect out of them, even under the new coach, Grant Supernot. So a good, hard-fought win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, a win's a win. And yeah. First game of the season.
No style points. Right,
exactly. First game of the season, you want to pick up that win regardless of how it is. I would guarantee you that Coach Massey, and he kind of alluded to it, he'll take the W, and that's the most important thing. But that being said, the good thing is you have a couple days now to kind of clean things up and get things to where you want them.
So Sabrina Clay, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I just thought, you know, her effort, not only getting those, finishing on those what seemed to be easy wide open baskets, which they were not always easy. You're coming in, and Coach Massey even mentioned it with a freshman and her, your first varsity action, totally different speed of the game, and you know, sometimes if you've not done it before, those shots you get wide open, you think about it too much, and she didn't. She just went up and put the shots in.
Well, and you can't overlook her ability to be confident on the defensive end either. Yeah. She didn't shy away from contact. She didn't shy away from making plays. So a very good game for Sabrina Clay, and I don't think you're going to see very many debuts on the varsity squad as fine as that was.
Yeah. Very good one. Well, nice win for the Streaks. We will do it again coming up on Thursday night. Next time around, we've got the East Peoria Red Raiders out of the Mid Illini Conference, and should be, I don't even know if I remember anything about last year's game with East Peoria.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a W. That much was good. And, yep. You know, I think the good thing for the Streaks is it's going to be a different style of play. Yep. The Red Raiders, assuming they haven't changed anything drastically, play a more traditional setup. Yep. And it'll allow for the Streaks to really try to use their pressure to an advantage, as opposed to a team that came out a little bit more prepared for the pressure in this Illini West ball club.
Well, one in the books. What do you think?
Well, I think that we got a good look at the team. And you know, Coach Massey kind of talked about it. I don't think that we saw the best of performances from some of the key cogs in the in the wheel, if you will. And so once you get them up and rolling, and the way that Sabrina Clay played today, hopefully she continues with that throughout. And if she can continue that, I think we're going to be seeing a very, very good team that's going to struggle on the boards, and that's something that, you know, we know is going to happen. But that being said, assuming that everything goes as expected, I think you'll see a pretty good appearance from the whole squad.
All right. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight. Hard-fought win as they defeat the Illini West Chargers 70-64. Was the final score. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson, tonight. Thanks to Rick Heath and Jim Lee for getting everything all set up for us here at John Thiel Gym for this this season. For my partner, Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arrota saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio Center downtown.